Life Audio.
Coming up on this episode of Encouragement for You, Global Advance founder David Shibley talks about a spiritual awakening, and Medicare Authority Tony King discusses Medicare.
Welcome to the Encouragement for You podcast, brought to you by Encouragement Communications in association with the Salem Web Network and is part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com. In just a moment, your host, Don Hawkins, will introduce today's episode. First, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The midterm elections have come and gone, and most of us would agree that our country needs a spiritual awakening. That's the thrust of the conversation between Dr. David Shibley, the founder of Global Advance, and Encouragement for You host, Don Hawkins.
David has authored over 20 books. Through his ministry, they've equipped hundreds of thousands of leaders in 65 nations to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Great to have you back, my friend. A lot of people wringing their hands on both sides of the aisle saying, oh, America's in dire trouble. Mm-hmm. But you have a different perspective. Talk about the question, will America experience a spiritual awakening?
I am very convinced that we are headed in that direction, Don. And in fact, there really is no other option now. In better times, there may have been. But now I see our only two options as large-scale chaos or large-scale awakening. And many, many people are praying. That's something that encourages me more than anything else. There is a tremendous groundswell of prayer right now in our country, and I'm grateful for that. And we've got God's promise that when we call upon him, he will answer.
Yes. I think some people don't like using this verse, but I love Isaiah 7:14, the words that God gave Solomon that night of his, so to speak, coronation. If my people who are called by my name, talking about believers, humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. I know he was talking about Israel, but I believe by application it can apply.
Well, absolutely. And Paul said in Romans, he said the things that were written before in the Old Testament, they were written for our learning.
Yeah, Romans 15:4.
Right. So that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
And boy, these are days we need comfort.
We need comfort and we certainly need hope.
Yes.
And that is a very hopeful scripture if we will meet the conditions. If there's a condition.
What do you think, David, at this point is the mood of the country of America now?
It's very interesting, Don. Just a few days ago, NBC took a poll asking the same question. 74% of the people polled felt that the nation is going in the wrong direction. Now, obviously, that's kind of a bipartisan 74%, probably for different reasons. People believe it's going in the wrong direction, but that's a huge number.
Half that number feeling one thing, half that number feeling strongly the other.
I feel, Don, it's very much like what Charles Dickens wrote. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's enormous challenges in our nation today, and people are far away from God, very rapid secularization, yeah. And yet this tremendous groundswell of prayer that encourages and lifts my heart, and yeah. I'm very confident that God, by His Holy Spirit, is going to do something wonderful. We're running very parallel to what I remember in the late 60s, when there was tremendous division in the country. And I believe that a lot of Christians, Don, even who have been passive and not interested, suddenly they are awakening inside saying, this is it. It's time to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
And with amazing things happening like the overturn of Roe versus Wade,
mm-hmm.
This is opportunity now. The church can't celebrate too long. Now we've got to step up to the plate and offer real help to people.
And David, what about the mood of the church? Now, we've talked about America as a whole, the subset of genuine believers who are part of a local body, the church.
I believe for a long time, Don, there's been confusion, massive distraction, as we have embraced lesser agendas than the Great Commission. But once again, I think Christians are just beginning to snap to attention and say, all right, this is what we were born for. This is the hour for which God brought us to the earth. And, you know, the Lord quickened me this week, Don, with the passage out of Joel chapter 2,
yes.
Where it talks about how the priests are to stand between the porch and the altar, and they're to appeal to the Lord in behalf of the people.
Yeah.
Lord, preserve your people. Don't let them fall prey to the enemy. And I believe that we as ministers of the gospel must lead the way in very visible prayer. Now, this isn't to be showy in any means, quite the contrary, but simply to lead people in large-scale praying for our nation. This is the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's time to pray now. Would you even just lift a prayer at this very moment?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on our nation and bring us back to the gospel, back to faith in Christ, and I believe that that's going to happen.
At the most challenging times in our history, it seems God has intervened, and there have been some historic awakenings in America. Give us a perspective on that.
Don, there have been several major awakenings in America. The first one called the Great Awakening. That actually predated the Declaration of Independence and our becoming an independent nation. And I believe this paved the way for the independence of our country. But yet, again, there was a tremendous falling away and a need for another awakening.
Should we say a need for a second Great Awakening?
A second Great Awakening is exactly what it is historically called. At that time, which was about 1800, only 1 in 15 people in America were attending an evangelical church. But that jumped to 13%, literally doubled in just a short amount of time. This revival lasted, Don, several decades. It was a tremendous move of God's Spirit. Those attending evangelical churches jumped from 300,000 to over 3 million, a tenfold increase.
And in that day and time, 3 million was not chopped liver.
Yeah, that was a very substantial amount. And they really did provide salt and light for many years. But once again, the nation began to drift.
Yeah.
And a man by the name of Jeremiah Lanphear called a prayer meeting for businessmen right off of Wall Street on Fulton Street in New York City during the noon hour. This was 1858. Only a few men attended. I think six people attended the first prayer meeting. Then a few more, then a few more, and then a few days later, the stock market crashed, and suddenly there were 1,000
men. A lot of people were praying.
Up. And God began to spread, again, this what came to be known as a literal prayer revival. And again, a million people came to faith in Christ who had no identification with the church, and another million within the church who were just attending but had never had a personal relationship with Christ.
Came to faith.
They too came to faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So tremendous things happened. 100,000 soldiers, both from the North and South, during the Civil War, even in the midst of that tragic time, God was at work drawing men to Himself. And then, of course, at the turn of the century, it was kicked off by a revival in a small nation of Wales, as you know, when the entire nation literally came under the sway of the gospel. And perhaps in modern times, there's never been an entire nation come under the conviction of sin like happened in Wales. Mm. This then spread to our own nation. And in 1905, 1906, tremendous things began to happen in our own country. God began to raise up powerful men like Billy Sunday, who would preach for several decades. But, Don, a few years ago, I was in Wales, and I had the privilege of going to the church, into the Sunday school room where the revival
where
broke
it started.
Out.
Wow.
Just a little nondescript Sunday school room, and it was a group of teenagers. And the meeting was almost over, and finally one of the young girls said, "I just want to say that I love Jesus Christ with all of my heart." And the Lord used that singular statement to break in on those kids. It quickly spread to that entire church, quickly spread to the entire nation. And I believe the Spirit of God is poised to do that very thing again. 1949 was an amazing year. Suddenly, evangelists began to emerge all over the country. T.L. Osborne, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, many others that were filling arenas, filling tents all over the country. And throughout the 1950s, it was not unusual, particularly in the South, but really all over the country, to see arenas. Youth for Christ was raised up by Torrey Johnson, a Chicago pastor, right at the end of World War II. Campus Crusade was founded in, I believe, 1950, and their first campus was at UCLA.
David, I don't have to ask you if you believe we're going to see another supernatural intervention.
With all my heart, Don, and I'm looking toward it, I'm praying toward it, I'm sowing toward it, and I am preparing for it.
Yes, but God's people have some conditions.
And those conditions are clear in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which you shared earlier. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and every believer listening tonight, let's do that and pray, seek God's face, turn from every wicked way, and then God promises he will hear from heaven and heal our land.
We'll be back with more after this brief word from our sponsors. We'll shift gears on the following segment of Encouragement for You. I'm sure you've seen the massive number of ads for Medicare during this annual enrollment. Toni King is known as America's Medicare Life Coach, and she joins host Don Hawkins to discuss Medicare issues and choices.
For those of us who are a certain age, Medicare is probably one of the most important topics we could talk about. It's great to welcome back America's Medicare Life Coach, Toni King.
Well, thank you, Don. It's great to be here.
Now, Toni, God has opened some significant new doors for you to help people across America with Medicare issues. Tell us about Medicare Moments podcast and about SeniorResource.com.
Well, we need to let people know how this happened. Had I not talked with you, none of this would be taking place right now because you helped me to write our book, which is Amazing Medicare. We put biblically-based scriptures with Medicare because people are stressed. And God led us to Salem, and they're opening the doors, and we now have a podcast. And all my columns are going into their SeniorResource.com, and we're helping them grow that website and turn it into something to help America understand Medicare.
And people are being bombarded with ads today. I was in the grocery store. I was in the pharmacy. Every newscast has maybe one or two different competing companies trying to sell you either a Medicare Advantage plan or some of the other kinds of Medicare plans. But, Toni, the distinctive that I believe you have, a Christian approach to this, you recognize that people are worried, people are afraid, and God's Word has answers for those, but you also have a great deal of experience and a heart to help people. Talk about your perspective on that.
Well, that's how I got started. How I got started was about 12 years ago when a gentleman came to a workshop I was doing for an insurance company. We were doing Medicare Advantage at that time. We were doing a workshop for them, and he got the wrong information from Social Security. They told him to delay his Part B. He used the wrong wording. He had company insurance. He really didn't have company insurance. That's what he told Social Security. He had a retirement plan. Big difference. Hmm. So they told him to sign the back of his card and send it back to Medicare. And this is Social Security he's talking to.
Why is every other television ad and email in our inboxes these days all about Medicare? We're being saturated with it.
Well, it's not all about Medicare. It's about all that you can get from October 15th through December 7th is Medicare's annual enrollment period. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
It's the annual enrollment period. This is a time when you can change your Medicare Advantage plan or you can change your Medicare Part D, their prescription drug plan. That's all it has to do with. But they've got that time. There's over 60 million people on Medicare right now. There's over 10,000 turning 65 every day. The insurance companies are seeking ways to get people to sign up for their Medicare Advantage plans. They've got different things that they're giving you. Their free dental, their gym memberships, whatever. And they're good plans. They're decent plans. But people need to take the time and look at what they're signing up for, because their doctor may not be in the plan. Just because it sounds good to you at that moment, take a minute. You've got until December 7th to make a decision. A lot of the call centers are from overseas, so how do they know Medicare? If you're making a change to your Medicare, get your kids involved. Hmm. Let your kids know what's going on, because you might need, or a friend, you might need a second set of ears and eyes to see what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Just because it sounds good does not mean that it's a good situation. Once you make that change, it's hard to go back. I mean, they've got you locked in, and you have to wait until next Medicare's annual enrollment period to make the change again.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. If you've already got a Medicare supplement and you're looking to go to an Advantage plan because your friend has one, and you think, you know what, I really would like to have that thing that costs zero, please don't cancel your supplement until you try your Medicare Advantage plan. And we'll go through all the different changes that's going to happen.
There are a lot of changes, Tony, no question about that. And we do need to talk about those. Some of those involve, I believe, the Inflation Act, or Inflation Reduction Act, I believe was the term that it was given. Talk about how that's impacting bringing changes.
Well, that just came up about a month ago with the Inflation Act talking about prescription drugs. But I'm going to tell you, the changes towards the Medicare donut hole, the Part D, is not going to happen for 2 or 3 years. The changes towards the insulin, if you're a diabetic, go on Medicare.gov and look for the right plan that's going to cover your insulin.
Yes.
Where you pay that $35 copay or less, even through the donut hole. Visit the Medicare website, which is Medicare.gov, to look at the different plans, or they can email us or look at our website, which is TONISAYS.com, and they can send us an email or whatever.
You sent me a copy of a letter of all the changes that a Medicare beneficiary could make during this annual enrollment period, and I thought that would choke a buffalo. I mean, what a huge number of changes.
Well, this is what people can go through. In the articles, and this article is on the seniorresource.com website. It's also on my website. So the articles that I write in the newspaper, they're there every week. And the things that you can do is, number one, you can enroll in a Medicare Part D plan. Maybe you never got one. Maybe you're someone who you've never had a problem with prescriptions, but now you find out you got Parkinson's, and you're taking something that's very, very, very expensive, you can enroll in a Medicare Part D plan.
Yeah.
So some people never enroll. This is the time to do it. You can change from one Medicare prescription drug plan to a new prescription drug plan. Or you can enroll, number three, the third thing that you can do is that you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Maybe now you want to change to an Advantage plan. You're on original Medicare with a Medicare supplement, or you're only on original Medicare. You have nothing to help you with the cost, and you're finding out it's costing a lot because you've got cancer or you have heart problems or whatever your situation is. You just want a little comfort.
Yeah.
Now is the time that you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. You can make that change. Or, number four, you can change from one Medicare Advantage plan to another. You can make that change. You want to go to a new plan. Or, number five, you can return back to original Medicare. A lot of people find out the Advantage plan is not what they need. They've got a health issue, and they've got to go back to original Medicare, and they need to purchase a Medicare supplement. Well, you want to make sure that you've got you can be underwritten by that plan. There's a lot to that, and it takes a standalone Part D plan to pull you out of that Medicare Advantage plan. So there's a lot of rules to this. Or maybe people want to return back to original Medicare and not have anything, and they enroll in a standalone Part D plan. Or some people want to have nothing. They just want original Medicare and that's it. One thing we don't do is we let people know if you don't have something for a Part D or Medicare prescription drug plan, you're going to get a penalty. You need to have something to comfort you and take that place.
Yeah, and pharmaceuticals, drugs are so expensive these days, very expensive. Now, with the options you just listed, Tony, I'm thinking a lot of people may feel confused, may feel worried. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And James 1, 5 says we can ask God for wisdom.
You just got to take it one day at a time. Pray so that you don't have to worry. Just give your stress to God.
Yes.
And let Him handle it for you. God's in control of this,
yes.
So we just got to let Him lead us.
I believe it would be well worthwhile to get in touch with Tony either through info@TonySays.com or the phone number 832-519-8664 and set up a time for a consultation with Tony. This is complex. You do not want to take the wrong step, but I believe Tony can help you with this situation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Encouragement for You with Dawn Hawkins, host of Encouragement Live Radio and author of over 25 books, including Never Give Up and Master Discipleship Today. You can find more about Dawn and his books at encouragementlive.org. Encouragement for You is a production of Encouragement Communications with the Salem Web Network and lifeaudio.com. Editing by Phil Giebers, production by Elizabeth Andrade. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us.
Let me take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on Encouragement for You. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Stay encouraged and join us next time for Encouragement for You.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.